David, a day or two before the Cork game, your thoughts before we travel down to Cork for the difficult second leg tie down in Cork?
I'm looking forward to it. I know the players are looking forward to it. We're still in the tie. 1-0 last week was disappointing to lose at home. But we created enough sort of half chances. Young Paul Smith probably should have scored in the first half from a set play. So we're still very much in the tie, and we'll go down there. And it's an extra week's fitness. It's another 90 minutes under our belt. And say we go down there and we're still in the tie, and we'll certainly be having a right go at it.
You're taking a full squad down. We had no Jimmy Callagher and Sean Ward last week.
Jimmy's just returned from honeymoon, so Jimmy probably won't be involved. Sean's still missing. Apart from that, we go down with a similar sort of squad, and hopefully we can go down, score an away goal. We know what we need to do. We need to score, and hopefully we can do that because we have enough players in the team and the squad who are more than capable of scoring goals.
And there's a belief that even though it's 1-0 down, it's only half time and we can still overturn that deficit.
There's certainly a belief for myself and the players. So say we go down and do our jobs, and we will give it a right go. The players are right up for it. It should be a great atmosphere. It'll be a good game, and it's a game they should relish.
And great preparation for a new season, isn't it?
It certainly is. We do want to go down and put on a right good fight and a good show. So hopefully we get the right result.
Social media is rife with rumours about a boy from Dumbarton, I think, on trial with us at the minute. Anything to add on that?
Obviously, there was contact made through an agent. I actually spoke to the player just to see his situation. Apart from that, nothing's been finalised, nothing's concrete. We get emails, the club, probably 5, 6, 7 a day about trialists and Portuguese and Brazilians. It would be great to bring some of these players in, but sometimes it's not always possible, obviously, with the financial restraints and on the Irish League and the part-time sort of situation that we're in. But say there's always contact being made, and say we will, and I can assure the Linfield fans here now, we will have players through the door for the start of the season. Yeah, it's disappointing. We've worked to try and get players in. But I'm not just going to waste money bringing in players at this club where I don't feel they're going to make the team any better or just sit and be a squad member. If the players are going to come in, they're going to be players who hopefully are going to threaten other people's places in the squad. That can only be beneficial for not only myself when I'm picking a team, but the supporters who, we all want better players. And I wish now we could have had 3-4 players in at the minute, but it's hard to get players in. People, I speak to managers in England, and they've got a larger pool to choose from of players, and they can't always get the players in that they want. So we work from a smaller pool over here. And again, I've had a look. I'm well aware of most of the players in this league. And there's always question marks whether they have not only the right mentality to come in here, but more enough the courage to come to Linfield, because it's a big club and it's a big ask for some players to come and play here. And when the players do come, I've got to make sure that the players are of that right mentality. I've signed, probably since I've been at the club, Ross Gaynor, who's, I think he's proved to be a decent signing. Some of the younger lads in and around it, they weren't for there and then, but will probably progress in the future. Obviously Roy Carroll, a proven mentality and a winner, and with a good attitude. So that's the sort of type of players I want to bring in. I don't want to bring in players who are just going to sit and be happy and not produce the goods for this club.
It's a silly season. We're going to be linked with everybody, as you've said. So there's going to be a lot of speculation, newspaper stuff. But obviously, when you get the news, you'll announce it rather than all these rumours.
I certainly won't go on. Circulate it around papers and press and agents and everybody else, because one thing I have noticed about the Irish League, everybody knows everybody's business. So if there is a player that we're interested in, us as a club and myself and the board who make the deals happen, we'll sit down, we'll talk about it, and hopefully when the right one comes along, we'll make it happen.
Stephen Fallon's
been back in training. There was touch and go. I think Swansea wanted him to come back. Stevens, I gave Stephen the option training with us. Again, Stephen's a player that I really like, always liked and always thought, and Swansea obviously were keen, they wanted to keep him. Stephen thought it would be best to sort of part company with him. So Stephen's one that we're looking at about coming in and say, he's got great talent, he needs to put on a bit of beef probably, needs to, you know, a little bit more strength, but one thing he does have is great football ability, can see a pass, and he's one that, you know, will be, you know, hopefully progress in the next couple of weeks.
And he liked it here, didn't he, last year?
No, he did. He loved it here. So he's a brilliant kid, wants to learn, wants to train. And he had the option of going back to Swansea. But he likes surroundings where he's, you know, he's going to be happy. And say the dressing room last year, they looked after him. And say something could progress in the not-too-distant future.
And finally, David, a sad note. We've just come from a funeral of a dearly departed blue man. Such a sad occasion last Thursday when that poor man left us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was, and I wasn't made aware of it until after the game. So his deepest sympathy, condolences to the family. As I say, we went up and showed her face at the funeral just before there. So I say, it's a sad day. Any supporter, whatever club you support, to go to a football match and not come home is devastating for the family members. As I say, a Linfield supporter, blue man through and through, season ticket holder for a long number of years. So I say, deepest concern, sympathies from myself as a manager, and I'm sure everybody else at the club, the board, and everybody else and the rest of the fans will rally round. There'll be a minute's applause on Thursday. We'll wear black armbands, and memory of Mr. Ritchie. And I say, hopefully it's a big occasion. Hopefully we can get a big result, and for all the blue men, but especially Mr. Ritchie.
A nice tribute with the applause and the armbands. It's becoming all too frequent, this, isn't it? We had two Northern Ireland supporters died in France, and we had one here in October last against Glen Torren. David Crozier. Mm-hmm. It's such a sad
story. It is. Say any football fan, and doesn't matter who you support, your sympathy always goes to the relatives and the close family. And I say, just being up there today was hard, because you see, the cards and a lot of Linfield, people are there, Linfield supporters, say. So hopefully we can go out on Thursday and do not only Mr. Ritchie proud and the family, but the rest is the diehard blue men in this country.
Thanks for being there. What was a difficult service there this morning, David. And goes without saying, everybody wishes you every success as you go down to Cork. For a difficult, but it's a game that we can win,
yep,
if with the right attitude and the right belief.
All right, cheers, Andy.